So we are back with another special report on the 80s Glam Metalcast. This is Metal Mike, and I'm with my wife, Lori C. How you doing, Lori C?
Good, Metal Mike.
The last special report we did pretty well. Got a lot of views.
Yeah,
So I figured maybe we could do some more when there's a hot topic going on and we react quickly.
When you bribe me.
Yeah, with all my cash. So the story that's out there right now is that Vinnie Vincent is saying that he could have been back in Kiss in 1992 for the Revenge album. So I'm sure a lot of people have some doubts about that whole thing. He did an interview with this guy named Mike Brunn, and he's basically, I'll just read it. It was picked up by Blabbermouth. As everybody knows, he came back in and he co-wrote Unholy, Heart of Chrome, I Just Wanna. So this is what he says. He goes, I think those are very important two little words because it's me thinking this. But we formed this thing, Vinny, Gene, Paul, the bond was getting there creatively. And we're talking about at that time. And in my humble opinion, in my heart of hearts, in my private world of my own mind, I believe that there was a moment where whoever was driving the car was going to turn the wheel. But there was a moment where it could have easily happened, where I would have been back in the band. Now, that's just my opinion. And then he basically said, they know me, I know them, it's a great marriage. But maybe there's something there that doesn't work, so it didn't happen. But it could have.
Okay, this is Lori C. flipping the switch on Metal Mike today. I'm going to be asking you the questions now.
This is frightening.
This is scary. All right, Metal Mike, so we all know Vinnie Vincent's in the news. We see what's going on, all your Metalhead Twitter followers, I'm sure, are following this pretty closely. So let me ask you the question everybody wants the answer to. Do you think Kiss would have ever let Vinny back in the band in 1992?
No, I don't think there was any chance of that happening. I think what they wanted was like some harder edge songs that were reminiscent of like Creatures and Lick It Up. So that's why they brought him in for the songs. But there's no way in hell.
So you're calling Vinny delusional then?
Yeah.
He's crazy upstairs.
He's definitely a little bit out there.
Yeah.
All right. But I mean, the guy wants $125,000 for some handwritten lyrics. You know what I mean?
Come on.
No. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's delusional. I think they always have liked him for his songwriting, but they've never really, you know, been super into how he is as a person or just dealing with him on an everyday basis or with business or any of that kind of stuff. Yeah. No way.
I mean, Bruce, he fit pretty well at that point with them. And
definitely. And the key piece of this is that Eric Carr just passed away. So you're going to try to tell me from Hot in the Shade to Lick It Up, we're going to...
Oh, hell no!
Who's delusional? From Hot in the Shade to Revenge, two members are going to be gone, and we're going to have Eric Singer, and we're going to have Vinnie Vincent with Kiss, and I just don't see that happening. I don't care what anybody says. Bruce Kulick's guitar playing, he's probably the best 80s Kiss guitar player, and his guitar playing fits so well on Revenge, and I just don't think, I think Vinnie would have ruined Revenge as a guitarist, personally.
Yep, I agree with that. So let me ask you a question. Do you think Vinnie saved Kiss?
This is a massive hot button question.
It is a hot button.
You see it all the time. This has been coming up for years. And the reason why people say this is because we were on like a downward spiral from like Unmasked to I'm having trouble with the albums today. Mm-hmm. Unmasked to The Elder to Creatures of the Night. Kiss were pretty much at the lowest of low. And, you know, then Lick It Up was pretty big. For better or for worse, Vinny is, you know, has songwriting credits on a lot of those songs. But I think that somebody else could have been put in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they still probably could have pulled it off.
Yeah.
Even with the songs. If you look at, and this is where we always compare as like Creatures versus Lick It Up. Two of your favorite albums, right?
Oh, gosh. I can't stand either.
Oh, well, divorce.
Sorry, all you Kiss fans out there. I'm a Kiss fan myself, but I just...
But I think that, you know, pound for pound, Creatures is a better album sonically and song-wise. And if you look at the songwriting credits, Vinnie Vincent only co-wrote three of those songs. So they know who to get in with them to write the kind of songs that they need. So was he at the right place at the right time? Probably. Did he save Kiss? I don't think so. Was he a key piece of bringing them into the 80s and metal and stuff? I'd say yes. You know what I mean? He definitely fit. Unfortunately, as much as I love Ace, you can't really you needed a shredder in the 80s. You couldn't have that 70s style guitarist at that point for the direction that Kiss was going. And what I'm trying to say to it, and like I said, I was listening to both of these albums today. Eric Carr is a real powerhouse. So you really did need somebody who was pretty 80s flash type of stuff.
Did you move your leg?
No. So, but back to what I was saying with Revenge, you know, Vinny does a lot of that. kind of stuff. The gobbling
turkey, the shredder turkey thing.
And Bruce Kulick doesn't do that kind of stuff. He does a lot more tasteful kind of stuff. And, you know, we've met Bruce Kulick at a KISS convention.
He's a good guy.
And I've interviewed him before.
Yeah.
And
kids took pictures with him.
He's a team player. And I think at least back in the 80s and probably still in the 90s, Vinny just wasn't a team
player.
Gene
and Paul are all about team. Go team.
That's right. Yep. Go team. Yep. They wanted some nice minions, not
That's
people
right.
that are
going to fight 24/7. Do you really think that KISS needed him to write hits?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look at all the hit songs they had after he left. Heaven's on Fire was big. That was with Desmond Child. Tears Are Falling was as well. Forever with Michael Bolton. You like Forever?
I love Forever. That's our song.
So, you know what I mean? I think they, as I said before, they've always gotten the right people to join in with them. And but let's just face it. Sometimes people say, like, Gene and Paul, like, they have to have Vinny to write... Gene and Paul are great songwriters. There's so many songs that are written just by Gene and Paul. Go back to Love Gun and stuff. The 70s albums, there are no co-writes for the most part. One guy writes the song, and they're classic songs. So I don't think they need anybody.
So let me ask you, because I don't know a lot about Vinny. Did he ever have a hit song without them?
I mean, he had Vinny Vincent Invasion, which was cool. A lot of fans liked it. But it never was top of the
KISS
charts.
So KISS made Vinny.
I think so. I mean, he was writing songs for the, what was it called? Joni Loves Chachi or some shit. So that's cool. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Joni Loves. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Joni Loves Chachi.
No, no, no.
But I think they really got him into the forefront and put him on the map as a guitar player, as a songwriter.
KISS, I know Gene and Paul are both good business people.
Right.
Vinny, not so much.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, KISS, as though I'm not going to say that KISS haven't, like, manipulated their history or done a few shady things here and there, but for the most part, they've always, they delivered on what they promised. Vinnie Vincent, not so much. You know what I mean? A lot of people have said that he ripped them off with this box set thing.
Yeah.
And he charges all this outrageous money to go to these bashes. And he wants
Some
to
people call him a crook online.
Right. And he wants to sell
a thief, a crook.
Handwritten lyrics for $125,000. That goes back to the delusional from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's not the greatest business person. He tries to renege contracts and get more money. And he sued Gene and Paul like $18 billion times and he continues to lose. So
14 to be.
Is it 14?
I think so.
Oh, so whatever. But anyways, he's lost a lot, you know, in that respect. So I think that it just would have been a really bad move for the band to have him back. I don't even think that was anywhere on the radar.
No, I don't.
I just think that's something that was going on in his own mind that would have been nice for him because his career was pretty much toast at that point.
Done.
And the crazy thing is too, if you think about Slaughter, it's like Slaughter was half of Vinnie Vincent Invasion, made it way bigger than Vinnie Vincent. And once again, you could say they didn't need his songs or his playing or anything to become big. And I don't think KISS really did either. Like I said, he's a key part of the KISS history. He's always going to be known for being that guy, you know, that replaced Ace Frehley, you know, helped bring him up to the top with Lick It Up back in 83. But never going to be looked at as some, like, they would have got there one way or the other. Everybody, just chime in the comments. We want to know what you think about this topic. Is Vinnie Vincent just way out there off his rocker to think that he ever could have got back in KISS in
92? I think that'll be the general consensus.
Put it in the comments. What do you think about Vinnie Vincent? Did he save KISS? Could he got back in the band in 1992? I'm saying no on both points.
I'm saying Gene and Paul would have both killed him. I'm just saying.
Pretty much. He probably would have got booted again. Even if he was back in, he would have got booted. So, well, thanks for listening. And as always, rock on! Hey, we got it in one take.